This afternoon, I'd like to discuss the human
weaknesses. 请看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
罗马书第一章第三节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 3.
论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。第四节。
Verse 4.
按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。在第一章的三节提到主耶稣的人性。
In chapter 1, verse 3, this discusses the human nature of Lord Jesus.
第四节所说的是主耶稣的神性。
Verse 4 tells us the divine nature of Jesus.
我先根据三节来谈主耶稣的人性。
I'll now base my sermon on verse 3.
那第二堂聚会，我都根据第四节来谈主耶稣的神性。
For the second session, I'll discuss the divine nature of Jesus.
啊，这边说，论到他儿子，就是主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。
Verse 3, the gospel concerning his son who was descended from David according to the flesh.
就是说，耶稣曾经降生为人到世界来。
Lord Jesus had descended.From heaven to earth as a human.
他的出生是由婴孩开始。
His beginning started from birth.
我们知道婴孩需要父母的照顾。
We know that a baby needs the care of his parents.
没有父母照顾，他不能够生存。
Without the care of parents, a baby cannot survive.
他从婴孩到长大成人，又在成长过程。
From infancy to adulthood, there is a period of maturity.
圣经说他就渐渐长大，不是突然长大的。
The Bible says that he grew up gradually.
那这里谈到他是后，从后大卫后裔生的。
Here it says that he descended from David.
圣经有时候讲基督出生为亚伯的祖孙。
Sometimes the Bible says that Christ was the descendant of Abraham.
有时候又讲他成为大卫的祖孙。
Sometimes he was also mentioned as descended from David.
其实大卫是。亚伯的祖孙。
In fact, David was also a descendant of
Abraham. 那为什么有时候要讲他是亚伯的祖孙，有时候又讲他的大卫祖孙呢？
Why was he sometimes descended from David, and other times was descended from Abraham?
当圣经讲耶稣成为亚伯的祖孙的时候，
When the Bible says that David, Jesus is descended of Abraham,
他的用意是说要拯救亚伯的祖孙。
This means that the salvation encompasses the descendants of Abraham.
当圣经说耶稣大卫祖孙的时候。
When the Bible says that Jesus is descended from David,
他的用意是说耶稣要做王。
It means David shall be, Jesus shall be king.
因为大卫是王。
Because David was a king.
圣经有几个预言，从以后有一个人要在大卫的宝座上永远做王的。
There's a prophecy that says that one day someone will be sitting on the throne of David.
我们从这个历史看出来，大卫的后裔没有一个人永远做王。
From a historical point of view, no descendants of David had ever sat on his throne.
有的做王几年就离世了。
Some passed away a few years after his reign.
没有一个人永远做王。
No one sat on his throne forever.
只有耶稣基督。
Only Jesus Christ.
他都永远做王。
He will sat on the throne forever.
所以圣经提到耶稣到祖孙时候，是强调他做王。
Therefore, when the Bible mentions that Jesus was descended from David, it means he will be king.
他是永远做王。
And he will be king forever.
我们现在看罗马书第十五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15,
12节,
verse 12.
罗马书的十五章十二节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 12.
又有以赛亚说，将来有耶西的根，就是那兴起来要治理外邦的，外邦人要仰望他。保罗引证以赛亚的预言。
Here Paul had quoted from the prophet Isaiah.
说将来有耶稣的根，就是兴起的要助理外邦的，外邦的要仰望他。
The root of Jesse shall come; he will rise to rule the Gentiles, and him shall the Gentiles hope.
耶稣就是大卫的父亲。
Jesse was the father of David.
这里说耶稣的根，不是讲耶稣的根源。如果是讲耶稣的根源，就变成耶稣的祖宗了。
Here, the root of Jesse does not mean his ancestors.
就是从耶稣所生出来的根。
It simply means that this root will come from Jesse.
把耶稣当一棵树。
He has described Jesse as a tree.
那么耶稣基督是从耶稣这一棵树生出来的根。
And the branch of Jesus shall come from the root of Jesse.
那耶稣变成他源头。
And therefore Jesse began the head.
耶稣变成他祖孙。
And Jesus began the descendant.
这个人兴起的要治理外邦。
And he who rises to rule the Gentiles.
我们知道大卫的祖孙没有一个人治理过外邦。
We know that the descendants of David had never ruled any Gentiles.
他们历史上反而被几个国家统治过。
On the other hand, from a historic point of view, the country was ruled by
other nations. 他们被亚述统治过。
They have been governed by Assyria.
他们被巴比伦统治过。
They have been governed by Babylonians.
他们被罗马统治过。
They have been governed by the Romans.
从来没有统治过外邦。
They have never governed others.
原来这个时候预言耶稣基督要成为外邦的主。
This was prophecy that Jesus will be the Lord of the Gentiles. Because the gospel was spread to the ends of the world. This includes the Gentiles. And therefore it says he will rise to rule the Gentiles. The Gentiles in him shall they hope. All who believe in Jesus shall look up to him. When the gospel was spread to the ends of the world. All the Gentiles who will be saved shall look up to Jesus.
都在听到耶稣领导时候。
And when they all listened to the leadership of Jesus.
他要成为万王诸王，这个预言就应验了。
Jesus shall be the King of Kings, and this prophecy shall fulfill.
再看启示录二十二章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 22.
十六节。
Verse 16.
启示录二十二章十六节。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 16.
我耶稣差遣我的使者。为众教会将这些事向你们证明，我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔，我是明亮的晨星。主耶稣自己这样讲。
Sorry, it's Revelation. Here Jesus said.
他说：“我向你们证明。
I've testified to you.
我是大卫的根。
I am the root of David.”
就是说从他所生出来的祖孙
In other words, he's descendant from David,
又是他的后裔
and the offspring of David.
耶稣基督成为他的祖孙出生
Jesus Christ was born from the family of David.
预言完全应验
Here the prophecy was fulfilled.
那关于耶稣的出生这个预言
And as for the birth of Jesus,
圣经不但说他成为大卫的祖孙
The Bible says that he should be the descendant of Jesus.
也预言童女要怀孕
and also prophecy that a virgin shall give birth
啊，生一个男孩子
and a virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son
当耶稣的母亲玛利亚订婚以后
after the mother of Jesus Mary was betrothed
还没有结婚
before she was married
圣灵就临到她
the Holy Spirit came upon her
她的怀孕
she conceived
她的未婚夫是个好人
Her fiancé was a good man.
他不想明明羞辱他。
He did not want to shame her publicly.
就想暗暗地离开了他。
And so he was thinking about calling off the wedding.
误会他未婚妻做了不对的事情。
He had mistaken Mary.
这个时候天主就向他显现。
At this point, an angel appeared to him.
你主管把你妻子迎娶过来。
Go ahead and marry Mary.
因为他的生孕是从圣灵来的。
Because she has conceived from the Holy Spirit.
她生个男孩子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
She shall give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus.
她的这件事有成就。
And this thing has, in truth.
就是应验生出预言。
And this is a prophecy of the prophet.
有童女要怀孕。
That a virgin shall conceive.
生一个男孩子。
And give birth to a boy.
人要叫他以马内利。
And his name shall be Emmanuel.
就神与我们同在。
Which means God be with us.
后来这预言应验。
And this prophecy was fulfilled.
耶稣真的由童女所怀孕。
That Jesus was born from a virgin.
甚至也预言他出生地点是伯利恒。
And even prophecy that the birthplace should be Bethlehem.
在马太福音第二章记载。
In Matthew chapter 2.
有几个当博士来到耶路撒冷。
There are three wise men who came to Jerusalem.
他说新王要出生了。
They said a new king shall be born.
我们到处在找他，他应当出生在什么地方？
We are looking for him. Where should he be born?
因为他们看一颗星在领导他们。
And they saw a star leading them.
这个星很特别。
The star is special.
他们看到这个星出现，就说有个新王要降生了。
When they saw the star, they said a new king shall be born.
他们一直到了耶路撒冷来。
They went all the way to Jerusalem.
当时的以色列国是罗马所管的。
During that era, Jerusalem was under the reign.
罗马帝国的该撒之外，他们没有王。
Other than Caesar, there is no other king.
既然新王出现。
Since a new king was born,
可能发生革命
there shall be rebellion,
战争
war,
踢倒罗马政府
to rebel against the Roman government. Only then the new king shall sit on his throne.
希律王听到这个消息,
when Herod heard about this,
啊, 就请那些祭司文士来问到底基督要出生在什么地方。
He asked the priests and the scribes to tell him where the new king shall be born.
因为这些人圣经很熟悉,
and these people are very familiar with the scriptures.
希律王虽然他不是犹太教徒,
King Herod, though he was not a Jew,
他知道旧约圣经有很多预言,
he knew that there are many prophecies in the Old Testament.
有这样的一个新王,
there is a new king, Christ shall be born.
圣经一定有预言,
there has been a prophecy.
就问这些祭司文士,
and he asked priests and the prophets.
他们不必去查考,
they did not refer to
scriptures.
They knew it very well.
马上回答是伯利恒,
they immediately replied Bethlehem.
因为圣经有这个预言,
because there is this prophecy in the scripture.
耶稣按照预言出生在伯利恒,
this prophecy said that Jesus shall be born in Bethlehem.
那这几个博士后来看到星出现,
and these wise men saw the star.
星就带他们到耶稣出生地方去,
and the star led them to the place of Jesus.
他们献上礼物给婴孩耶稣,
and they presented gifts to the baby Jesus.
这一颗星很特别,
the star is special.
它会带领这些人到耶路撒冷来,
it will lead the wise men to Jerusalem.
先住带到耶稣出生的地方,
and even to the place where Jesus was born.
这个不是天上星星,
this is not a star in the heavens.
天上星有固定轨道,
the stars in heaven have their orbits.
他怎么会带人走路呢?
How can it lead people to a place?
他怎么突然消失又出现呢?
How can it disappear and appear again?
他怎么可能把人带到耶稣出生地方呢?
How can the star bring people to the place of Jesus?
这个是意象,
this is a vision.
这个意象是要给他们耶稣出生在什么地方?
This vision is to show them where Jesus should be born.
证明预言都应验了,
this is to prove that prophecies are fulfilled.
所以耶稣的救主,
therefore Jesus is our Savior.
耶稣以外没有人出生之前有预言是谁怀孕出生在什么地方?
Other than Jesus, there is no other person who had ever been prophesied.
只有耶稣谁怀孕出生在什么地方有签个预言后来都应验,
only Jesus had prophecies that prophesied his coming.
那主耶稣既然出生为人到世界来,
since Jesus came into the world,
他都跟一般一样过着人的生活,
he is just like any other human.
他是一个历史上的人物,
he is a historical figure.
我们看, 约翰第一章,
let's turn to John chapter 1,
十四节,
verse 14.
约翰第一章十四节,
John chapter 1 verse 14.
道成了肉身住在我们中间, 啊, 约翰这样讲,
here John said,
道成了肉身,
the word became flesh.
这个道是什么?
What is this word?
在一章一节说,
in
太初有道, 道与神同在, 道就是神, 这里说, 道就是神,
here it says that the word was God.
耶稣原来是神,
Jesus was God.
为了救人才成了肉身到世界来,
for his salvation plan, he manifested in flesh and came into the world.
耶稣又说, 住在我们中间,
and it says he dwelt among us.
跟门徒一起生活, 一起出入,
he lived with his apostles.
过着平常人的生活,
leading a normal life.
所以耶稣有一个属籍, 曾经成为 历史上人物来到这个世界,
therefore Jesus was a historical figure and he did came into the world.
我们再看马太二第八章,
let's turn to Matthew chapter 8,
二十五节,
verse 20.
马太福音第八章二十五节,
Gospel Matthew chapter 8 verse 20.
耶稣说狐狸有洞天空的会那有窝人主却没有枕头的地方也就自己称他为人主.
Jesus claim to be the son of man.
什么叫人主?
What does it mean to be son of man?
人主有两个含义,
there is a meaning.
以字面上讲, 人主是人的儿子,
literally it means the son of man.
因为耶稣的爸爸妈妈都是人,
because the parents of Jesus are human.
他是人的儿子,
he is the son of man.
这个字面上意思,
this is a literal meaning.
另一种含义,
there is a deeper meaning.
人主就是基督,
the son of man is Christ.
这个就根据丹尼里说预言,
this is based on the prophecy in the book of Daniel. We'll discuss that later.
我现在先讲第一个含义,
first I'd like to talk about the
first meaning. 人主是人的儿子,
son of man is the son of man.
表示他既有人性。
It means he has a human side.
啊哦，那我们每个人也是人呢、啊。
We are all humans.
我们爸爸是人呢、啊。
Our fathers.
妈妈也是人呢、啊。
Our mothers are human.
我们出生为人呢、啊。
And we are born as.
那我们可以不可以向我们朋友说我是人主
？Can we say that we are the son of man?
如果你向别人说我是人主，人家感觉很奇怪。
If you tell others that you are a son of man, people feel strange.
你不是人，你是什么东西
？If you're not a man, what are you?
你是人还需要证明吗
？If you're a man, do you need proof?
还需要特别强调吗
？Do you need to emphasize it?
所以我们虽然爸爸妈妈是人
Therefore, if our parents are men,
我们自己也是人
we are humans too.
但我们没有必要说我是人主
But there is no need for us to stress that
你如果说你是人主听得感觉很奇怪
If you say that you are son of man, people feel strange
但耶稣不一样
But Jesus is
他是神
He is God
为了救人他的赎罪
For his salvation plan,
所以他有必要声明我是人主
Therefore, he has to stress that he is
son of man 我是具有人性的人
That he has a human side
有的人性讲跟你们说没有分别的
Because he's a human, there is no difference.
另外一个含义叫做基督。
There's another meaning means he's Christ.
这个是犹太人对人主的了解。
This is the Jewish definition of son of man.
我们看但以理第七章。
Listen to Daniel chapter 7.
但以理书第七章。
Daniel chapter 7.
十三到十九节。但以理七章十三节。
Daniel chapter 7 verse 13.
我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人主的，驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在主面前。十六节，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去。他的国必不败坏。啊，这边说，但以理看异象。
Here Daniel saw a vision.
看到一位像人主的驾着天云而来。
He saw with the clouds of heaven came one like a son of man.
就是说他得到权柄、荣耀、国度。
He was given dominion, glory, and kingdom.
要使各国各族的人都来侍奉他。
All peoples, nations, and languages should serve.
他的权柄是永远不能废掉的。
And his kingdom shall not pass away.
他永远做王。
He shall always be king.
犹太人对这些人了解。
The Jewish definition of this.
他们是把这个人主当作具有神性的基督来了解。
They define the Son of Man as Christ with a human nature.
新的圣经叫基督。
In the New Testament, it's called Christ.
就会叫弥赛亚。
The Old Testament is called Messiah.
意思是一样的。
It means the same.
就是受膏者。
Means the anointed one.
因为希就是希伯来文写的。
The Old Testament was written in
希伯来文的这个受膏者叫弥赛亚。
In Hebrew, the anointed one means Messiah.
那新约是希腊文写的。
The New Testament was written in Greek.
他把这个受膏者弥赛亚翻成希腊文的时候，就是基督这个发音。
When they translate the word Messiah into Greek, it means it is Christ.
那犹太人他们读这段圣经，他们认为这里的人主就是弥赛亚。
When the Jews read this verse, they would say that the Son of Man is Messiah.
就是既有神性的基督。
That there is a human.神性的
神性，既有神性。
A divine nature, a man with
所以他才能够统治天下。
And that is why he has dominion over.
所以他才能永远做王。
And that is why he can be king.
所以他才能够驾云而来。
And that's why he can come with clouds of heaven.
好，所以这个人主有两个含义。
There are two meanings for son of man.
啊，除了人的儿子之外。
Besides the meaning of son of man,
也有基督的含义在里面。
It also means Christ.
那耶稣为什么需要强调我是人主呢
？Why does Jesus stress that he is the son of man?
为什么保罗强调耶稣具有人性呢
？Why does Paul emphasize that Jesus has a human side?
有四个理由。
There are four reasons.
第一个理由。
First,
要给我们了解神的信实是不改变的。
To know that the promise of God shall never change.
神对亚伯应许基督要从你祖先出生。
God has promised Abraham that Christ shall come from one of his descendants.
这个预言一定要成就的。
This prophecy must fulfill.
神也应许要拯救亚伯的祖孙。
God also promised that he would save the descendants of Abraham.
这个预言也会实现的。
This prophecy would also come true.
后来果然实现了。
And indeed come true.
所以这个是耶稣成为人主亚伯的祖孙的一个需要强调这个问题的一个理由。
And this reason why Jesus says that he is the descendant of Abraham.
证明神的信实永远不改变。
This shows that God is trustworthy.
第二个理由。
Second.
要给我们了解耶稣具有软性的人性，软弱的人性。
That Jesus is like human, has human weaknesses.
跟我们一样。
He's just like us.
第三个理由。
Third.
要给我们了解。
To know.
效法基督不是困难的。
It is not difficult to imitate Christ.
第四个理由。
Fourth.
显明神的爱。
To reveal the love of God.
这个就强调人性四个理由。
These are the four reasons.
我现在先讲第一个理由。
I'll just discuss the first
one. 为什么神强调耶稣具有人性呢？
Why we stress that Jesus has a human
heart? 为什么神一再说他的亚伯的祖孙呢？
Why does God always say that he is the son of Abraham?
就是证明神是信实的神。
To show that God is trustworthy.
而他信实不改变。
And he will never change.
因为耶稣离亚伯有两千年。
There are the time span between Abraham and Jesus.
两千年前神的亚伯所说的话，经过了两千年，神没有忘记。
Promise of Jesus, the promise of God to Abraham came true 2,000 years later.
神记清楚他每句所说的话。
God remember every word he said.
每句都要实现。
And every word shall come true.
因为他都信实的神。
Because he is faithful.
我们看罗马书第三章。
Let's read Romans chapter 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
罗马书的第三章第三节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 3.
即便有不信的，有什么妨碍呢？难道他们的不信就废掉神的信吗？第四节，断乎不能。这里说，当时的犹太人有人不信耶稣就是弥赛亚。
In those days, there are some Jews who do not believe in Jesus.
就神对亚伯拉罕所应许的基督已经出生，他们不相信。
They do not believe that the promised Messiah has come.
保罗说这个有什么妨碍呢
？Paul says.What does it mean?
难道他们不信的废掉神的信吗？
Does a faithlessness nullify the faithfulness of God?
断乎不能。
Says by no means.
人会改变，神不改变。
Humans change, but God never changes.
神的信实是不改变的。
God's faithfulness is steadfast.
虽然他们不相信，
even though they do not believe,
耶稣还是按照预言成为亚伯拉罕祖孙出生。
But Jesus will still be born according to the prophecy.
而且要拯救他们的祖孙。
And he will.
要拯救他们祖孙。
And to save their descendants.
到罗马书十一章，保罗都预言。
And in Romans chapter 11,
有一天以色列全家要得救。
Paul prophesied that the whole family shall be saved.
就是以色列全国都得救。
In other words, the whole nation of Israel shall be saved.
现在他们不信耶稣。
Now that they don't believe in Jesus.
但有一天他们会信耶稣。
But one day they will believe.
神的信实是不会改变的。
The faithfulness of God will never change.
因为我们所信的神不改变。
Because our God never changes.
我们才有希望。
In this way, we have hope.
我们有时候对神有信心。
Sometimes we have faith in God.
有时候对神发生怀疑。
Sometimes we doubt him.
但我们不管怎么变。
But no matter how we change,
神是不变的。
God never changes.
我们热心时候亲近神。
When we are fervent, we draw close to God.
我们冷淡时候离开了神。
When we are cold, we depart from him.
不来教会了。
We don't come to church.
信心冷淡了。
Our faith has
gone. 行为不怎么好了。
We no longer have fervent.
有一天我们知道这样不对。
One day we realize that we are wrong.
我们赶快回头。
We will turn around.
来到教会。悔改祷告
We return to church, repent and pray.
神还是接纳
God will still accept
神不因为你这几年来离开我现在回来我不要你
God will not discourage you because of a few years
我们会改变他不改变
We change but God never changes
三十多年前
30 years ago
彰化台湾彰化县悟主教会
There's a church in the 彰化县台湾
一年有9109个受圣灵
In one day, there are 109 people who were baptized.
那一段期间，我在那边工作。
During those times, I was working there.
去访一个信徒。
I went to visit a
believer. 这个信徒20年没有来教会。
This believer hasn't been to church for 20 years.
我去时候，他正在抽烟。
When I went to visit him, he was smoking.
我没有说你不要抽烟。
I didn't say you shouldn't smoke.
他20年都没有来教会了。
20 years, he hasn't been to the church.
如果你叫他说不要抽烟，他一定很反感。
If you tell him not to smoke, he would probably feel.Annoyed.
我说今天我上天的教会。
I said to him, "Come to church."
现在很多人受圣灵。
There are many people who have received the Holy Spirit.
你要回来。
You should come back.
当天晚上他回来。
That night he came.
一跪在马上受圣灵。
But he knelt down to receive the Holy Spirit.
20年没有来教会。
20 years he hasn't been.
一回头马上受圣灵。
And when he repented, God gave him His Spirit.
神是不改变的。
God never changes.
经过15年。
After 10 years.
同样一个教会。
Same church.
继续10天。
For 10 days,
139个受圣灵。
139 receive Holy Spirit.
我去访一个信徒。
I went to visit a brethren.
我去说他正在吃晚餐。
When I visited him, he was having dinner.
他没有说一起吃。
He didn't say come and join me.
他没有说请坐。
He didn't say come and sit.
一杯水都没有。
He didn't even offer me a glass of water.
他出大的饭，我在那边看。
He was eating and I was looking.
我说现在很多人都圣灵啊。
I said many people are receiving Holy Spirit.
你要回来聚会啊。
You should come back for service.
他不说要也不说不要。
He didn't say yes, neither did he say no.
他出道换我一直站在那边看。
He was having his dinner and I was looking at him.
我感觉无聊，我就回来。
I feel bored and I returned home.
当天晚上他的太太。
That night his wife.
三个孩子。
And 3 children.
还没有受洗。
They were not baptized.
来教会。
They came to the church.
都受圣灵。
They all received the Holy Spirit.
他的太太跟孩子虽然没有受洗，有时候也会来听听道理。
When
太太跟孩子啊，没有受洗啦， uh-huh. 有时候也会来听道理。
Before the baptism, they will sometimes come to church.
那当天晚上，太太向孩子来，全部受圣灵。
That night, the wife and three children came and they all received the Holy Spirit.
回去向他做见证。
And they went back and testified.
他听太太孩子见哭出来。
And when he heard his wife, he cried.
他神这么爱我。
So God loved humans.
第二天晚上，他自己来。
The second night, he came.
一过下来，马上受圣灵。
When he knelt down, he received the Holy Spirit.
我说明天晚上你做见证。
I said tomorrow night you have to give testimony.
他我不会说话。
He said I don't know what to say.
说你不必说太多。
I said you don't have to say a lot.
你只说我受圣灵。
Just say I have received the Holy Spirit.
这一句话你不会讲吗？
Don't you know how to say this?
他说最后我会啊。
He said yes, I know.
你就讲就得够了。
Then the sentence is good enough.
好，第二天到来。
The next night, he
他坐在前面做见证。
Came up and give testimony.
我十多年没来教会了。
So I haven't been to the church for over 10 years.
我就讲清楚，十多年是属几年了。
I said, please give a definite number.
十八年没有来了。
Says for 18 years.
我的太太跟三个孩子。
My wife and my three children.
还没有受洗。
Before they were baptized.
一来全部受圣灵。
When they came, they received the Holy Spirit.
回去向我做见证。
And they went home to testify.
我哭出来。
And I cried.
好，我昨天晚上来也受圣灵。
Last night I came, I received the Holy Spirit.
哇，一直哭啊。
And he kept crying.
他神这么爱我。
And God loved me.
我们会改变。
We change.
神不改变。
God never changes.
谁说我们永远的希望？
God is our eternal hope.
如果神跟我们一样善变，我们就完了。
If God changes like us, then we are doomed.
提摩太前书，后书。
That's in 2 Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
十三节。
Verse 13.
提摩太后书二章十三节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 13.
我们众人书信他仍是可信的，因为他不能背负自己。这里说，有时我们会失去信心。
Here it says that sometimes we will be faithless.
我们怀疑神的能力。
We doubt God.
我们怀疑神的爱。
We doubt the love of God.
我们怀疑神的信实。
We doubt the faithfulness of God.
但是他还是可信的。
But he remains faithful.
他不因我们的怀疑变成不可信的。
He will not turn faithlessness because of us.
因为他不能背负他自己。
Because he cannot deny himself.
我们会改变，他不改变。
We change, God never changes.
他永远信入可靠的神。
He will remain faithful.
所以有时候我们会失去信心，会软弱下来。
Sometimes when we are weak in our faith,
我们不想来教会。
We don't feel like coming to church.
我们跟不信主人交往。
We make friends with non-believers.
我们跟教会人们疏远。
We slowly depart from church.
我们就有很多的不满。
We have many complaints.
但这个是过去的。
But this is the past.
只要你晓得你错了，你回来。
As long as you repent and you come back.
你什么时候回来，神就接纳你。
Whenever you return, God will accept you.
因为他是不改变的神。
Because he is a never-changing God.
神对亚伯拉罕所说的。
The promise of God to Abraham.
基督要从你祖宗出生。
The Christ will come from one of your descendants.
经过了2000年这么长远日子。
After 2,000 years.
神没有忘记他的话。
God has not forgot his words.
他是信实可靠的神。
He is a faithful God.
这个是圣经强调耶稣的人性。
This is the human nature.
强调他是亚伯拉罕祖孙。
To stress that he is descendant of Abraham.
第一个理由。
And this is the first.
第二理由。
Second reason.
是说明耶稣具有软弱的人性。
To show that Jesus also have the weakness of human.
跟我们一样。
Just like us.
他进食四十天肚子饿了。
He fasted for 40 days. He was hungry.
他不出也会饿啊。
If he doesn't eat, he will get hungry.
他被打会痛。
If he was being struck,
他会口渴。
He will also thirst.
他走路很远，需要休息一下。
When he travels, he needs rest.
他晚上需要睡觉。
He needs sleep at night.
他不是超人。
He is not Superman.
他跟我们一样。
He's just like us.
只有软弱的人性。
He carries with him the weaknesses of humans.
所以我们软弱的时候。
Therefore, when we are weak,
我们向他祷告。
We pray to Jesus.
他很能够了解我们的软弱。
He can understand our weaknesses.
因为他是过来人。
Because he has been through.
因为他遇过很多试探。
He has met temptations.
他被说的时候也会挣扎。
He will also struggle when he was tempted.
也会感觉他的软弱。
He can also felt his weakness.
但因为圣灵充满。
But because Holy Spirit.
克服这个软弱。
He can overcome the weakness.
所以他胜过试探。
And that's why he overcame the temptation.
我们每次遇到试探的时候也会软弱。
Each time when we face temptation.
我们也会挣扎。
We struggle.
我们向神祷告。
We pray to God.
耶稣明白我们的软弱。
Jesus understand our weaknesses.
因为这条路他已经走过了。
Because he has traveled through the same road.
我们的祷告更能够达到神那边。
Therefore, our prayer should reach to God.
当然，神什么都知道。当然了，神什么都知道。
Of course, God knows everything.
他不惜成为人，也晓得人软弱啊。
Even if he does not become a human, he would know the weaknesses of
humans. 但这种知道是一种知识的认同。
But knowing is just knowledge.
不是体验出来的。
He hasn't experienced it.
不够熟悉的。
It's not reality.
所以神为了要了解我们的软弱。
To understand our weakness.
他自己成了人来。
He came in the form of
human. 自己经历人的软弱。
He experienced it.
深深体会我们的软弱。
He understood our.
所以我们软弱的时候向他祷告。
Therefore, when we weak, we pray to him.
他很会了解。
He would understand.
因为他都经历过了。
Because he has been through all.
所以我们的祷告不是更有功效吗？
And this wouldn't our prayer be more
effective? 因为他知道我们软弱。
Because he knows where we.
他也同情我们的软弱。
He also sympathized with our weaknesses.
因为他都过来人。
Because he has been through it.
希伯来第四章。
That's in Hebrew chapter 4.
十四节。
Verse 14.
希伯来第四章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当除定所承认的道。十五节。
15.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过说与我们一样，只如他没有犯罪。十六节。
16.
所以我们主管坦然无惧的。来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。这边达到我们的大祭司耶稣基督已经升天。
Here says that we have a high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus.
他升天的目的是要做中保，做大祭司，替我们代求。
He passed through the heavens to be a mediator to intercede for us.
这里又说他不是不能体恤我们的软弱。
Here says that He is. We have not a high priest who is unable to sympathize.
因为他曾凡事受过试炼，哦，没有犯罪。
Yet he has not sinned.
所以我们可以坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前，求他的怜恤，他的帮助。
Therefore, we can come with confidence to the throne of grace.
这个是圣经讲到耶稣有人性的第二个目的。
This is the second reason. Why the Bible says that Jesus as a human nature, when he came as a human,
就具有我们人一样的软弱。
He carries weaknesses like us.
所以他能够体恤我们的软弱。
Therefore, he can sympathize with us.
我们的祷告更能够发生功效。
And the efficacy of our prayer will be high.
因为他了解我们。
Because he understands.
因为他同情我们。
He sympathizes with us.
因为他是过来人。
Because he has been through it.
第三个目的。
Third reason.
是要告诉我们，随耶稣是可能的。随耶稣是可能的。
The third reason is that it's possible for us to imitate Jesus.
我们常常说耶稣有那榜样给我们学习。
We often say that Jesus has set an example for us.
有人感觉这个怎么可能？
Some people feel that this is impossible.
他是神。
Jesus is God.
我们是人。
We are human.
神是绝对刚强的。
God is absolutely strong.
人是绝对软弱的。
Humans are absolutely weak.
那么软弱的人怎么学耶稣那一种表现呢？
How can a weak human imitate strong Jesus?
既然学不像，就干脆不要学了。
Since we can't imitate him, we might as well forget it.
所以有的人说要学耶稣教训，学耶稣的榜样，感觉很困难，做不到。
Therefore, some people feel that it's difficult to learn the teachings of Jesus or to imitate him.
但我们已经谈到，耶稣既有软弱的人性。
But we have said earlier that Jesus carries.
他是有血有肉的人。
He is a human with flesh and blood.
那么这样一个人，既然能胜过试探
，If he can overcome temptation.
我们也能啊。
So can we.
那么他是凭什么胜过试探
？And how did he overcome temptation?
圣灵充满。
Just through the Holy Spirit.
又把很多神的话放在心里面。
And he has heed the words of Jesus.
在路加福音第四章记载。
In Luke chapter 4.
耶稣进入试探，肚子饿了。
When Jesus was tempted, he was hungry.
魔鬼一连三次试探他。
The Satan tempted him several times.After each temptation,
耶稣引证圣经的话胜过他。
Jesus would quote from the Bible.
他把圣话放在心里面。
He has put the words of God in him.
当作武器。
He has used it as weapon.
随时备用。
To draw it.
他又殷勤祷告。
And he prayed.
被圣充满。
And he was filled with the Holy
Spirit. 所以他能够胜过这个试探。
And that is why he can overcome temptation.
这个是他给我们留的一个榜样。
This is an example he has set for us.
我们凭我们血肉的身体来胜过魔鬼试探，不可能。
It is impossible for us.To overcome temptation by ourselves.
我们凭自己的努力要去学耶稣榜样也是不可能。
It is also impossible for us to imitate Jesus just by ourselves.
但假如我们常常聚会听道理。
But if we often come to services and listen to sermons.
把神的话放在心里面。
We place the words of God in us.
又祷告被充满。
And we pray and we're filled with Holy Spirit.
我们就有能力胜过魔鬼试探。
Then we have the ability to overcome temptation.
我们学耶稣榜样就不困难。
That is not hard for us to imitate Jesus.
路加福音第四章。
Listen to Luke chapter 4.
十三节
，Verse 13。
路加福音第四章十三节
，Luke chapter 4 verse 13。
魔鬼用完了各样试探，就在那离开耶稣。十六节，耶稣满有神的能力，回到加利利。这边谈到魔鬼三次试探耶稣，耶稣都赢了。
The devil tempted Jesus three times, and Jesus won each time.
啊，魔鬼都离开耶稣。
The devil departed from him.
耶稣满有圣灵的能力，就回到加利利，他的名声的传遍了四方。
And Jesus returned the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report concerning him went out through all the surrounding country.
所以我们要学耶稣的榜样，就是靠耶稣圣灵的帮助。
Therefore, we should imitate Jesus by relying on the Holy Spirit.
真理的教导。
Listening to the teachings.
还把神的话放在心里面。
And to place the words of God in our heart.
我们就可以胜过魔鬼的试探。
Then we can overcome the temptation.
我们就可以学耶稣的榜样。
And we can imitate Jesus.
神对每个人不同要求。
God has different requirements from every one of us.
好像老师教学生。
Just like a teacher teaching students.
有的学生考八十分。
Some students will get 80% on score.
老师骂他。
The teacher will rebuke him.
因为他有能力考九十分。
Because he has a potential to score 90.
他追逐懒惰了。
He has become lazy.
八十分还要骂他。
Therefore, when he has 80, score 80.
有的学生考六十分。
There are some students who have
刚刚及格而已。
Just pass.
老师称赞他。
The teacher praises.
因为他常常不及格啊。
Because he often fails.
追逐他既然能及格啊。
But since he can pass.
他一定做几天很努力用功啊。
He must have studied really hard.
老师还鼓励赞美他。
And so the teacher would encourage him.
还给他奖品啊。
Give him prizes.
因为每个人能力不同。
Because everyone's ability is different.
所以老师对什么学生要求不是一样的。
Therefore, the teacher does not have the same requirements.
能力强的要他更进步。
For those who are strong, he wants more.
能力差的老师的要求也不是很严格的。
For those who are weak, he doesn't require much.
我们信主以前，
before we become a believer,
有的已经很善良。
Some of us are already good.
信主后有一点改变。
After believing God, we have some change.
看不出来。
Can't see the difference.
因为他本来就这么善良。
Because he has been good all along.
有的信主前生活很败坏。
There are some who has been a ruffian.
信主后一点点改变。
But after believing Christ, it has a little change.
大家都看得出来。
Everyone can see it.
他自己明白我进步了。
He knew that he has improved.
耶稣也是很欣赏他。
And Jesus will appreciate.
他不会拿一个很好人来跟他比较啊。
Jesus will never compare him to a good person.
你这么差劲，他比你这么好，你说算什么东西？
You are so bad, and he's so good.
如果这样的话，信耶稣变成一种重担。
If this were the case, then believing Jesus has become a burden.
所以我们主要有进步。
As long as we improve,
神就满意了。
God will be satisfied.
啊，神对我们的要求，
the requirement of God from us,
尽力而为，
is do your best.
那还没有达到没有关系，我们再继续往前走，有一天会达到的。
If you haven't reached your goal, keep on going. One day you will achieve it.
我们这一次有这个神学训练。
This time we have theological.
我听说报名的青年非常少。
I've heard that not many youth.
我问为什么这么少
？I asked why so little.
他因为怕考试。
They said they're afraid of the exam.
这么简单理由就放弃学习了
？For such a simple reason, they've decided to give up.
大家放心，我保证。
I can guarantee you.
我的考试很简单。
My test will be very easy.
数学题。
True or false?
不是数就不是嘛。
True or false?
选择题
Multiple choice
不如一就二嘛
It's either one or two
不然就三嘛
Other or three
乱猜也猜到啊
If you take a guess you might get it right
那你怕什么东西呢
Then what are you afraid of?
考试的目的不是难倒你
The purpose of test is not to make it
difficult 考的目的是要给你多听点道理
The purpose of the test is for you to listen to more truth
而且有系统的道理
A systematic truth
我们晚上讲到
At night we have sermons
讲到
Sermons on Saturdays
今天讲跟昨天不一定有连贯
And the sermon today and yesterday may not be connected.
没有系统的。
This is not system.
你听了几年，你自己还不懂一个系统。
And after some years, you probably haven't got.
除非你殷勤做笔记。
If you have.
除非你有很好的整理的能力。
If you have good organizational skills.
你听几年都没有系统。
Otherwise, if you've listened to sermons for years, you have an idea. You
什么都懂了。
You may have heard everything, understood everything.
其实什么都不懂。
But in fact, you understand nothing.
因为你没有一个系统的整体的了解。
Because you don't have a systematic understanding.
你就听的每个问题都是片面的。
Everything you hear is only on the surface.
那这个神学训练不一样。
But this theological training.
每一个课题我们都有系统的。
For every topic, there is a system in there.
由浅入深来学习。
From easier ones to harder ones.
那么考数目的数只要给你一个复习的机会。
The test is only for you to review.
因为你没有考数，你要很放松。
If there is no test, you will feel very relaxed.
你有可能打瞌睡睡觉不听。
Possible that you have fallen asleep.
你有可能爱来就来，不爱来就不来。
Possible that you will skip classes.
那学习效果不是降低吗？
Then the effect of your learning is
very poor. 所以考数是给你一个复习机会。
Therefore, the test is a chance for you to review.
你平常会认真听。
During normal times, you
probably listen
attentively. 除非
不对，你也不会缺课。
And unless it's necessary, you will not skip a class.
那对你是有帮助的。
And this is all to help you.
啊，我再讲一次，考数很简单。
I'll say this again. Test is easy.
数规选择。
It's true, false, and multiple choice.
其他什么都没有。
There is nothing else.
小组也会啦。
Even the children.
不要怕啊。
The children will do.
这个机会不常有。
This is a rare chance.
所以你放弃太可惜了。
If you give up, it will be. Unfortunately,
还没有报名，请赶快报名。
If you haven't registered, then please
do so. 如果你这次不报名，你会后悔一辈子的。
If you do not register, you will regret it for the rest of your life.
因为讲师会我们就走了。
Because after the service,
什么时候还有这个机会呢
？When will we ever come back again?
天主道。
Only God knows.
好，现在我再讲。
I'll say.
耶稣圣经讲耶稣人有人性。
The Bible says that Jesus has a human nature.
刚刚说第二个目的。
Just now we said the first reason.
不是第三目的啊！
随机
主耶稣的榜样不是困难的。
It is not difficult to imitate Jesus.
因为他有软弱的人性，既然胜过试探。
Because he has the weaknesses of humans and he can overcome temptations.
我们也能胜过试探。
We can do the same.
最后一个目的。
The last reason.
就是显明神的爱。
To reveal the love of God.
耶稣为了我能救恩。
For Jesus to complete salvation.
他必须成为人来。
He has to come in the form of human.
为人钉十字架。
To be crucified.
如果耶稣没有成为人来，
if Jesus did not come as a human,
神本来不会死的，
God will not die.
他被钉下来不会痛苦的，
if he is crucified, he won't feel the pain.
救恩怎么完成？
How do we complete salvation?
神为了完成那救恩，
to complete salvation,
必须成为人来，
he has to come in the form of human.
替我们受苦，
to suffer,
替我们钉十字架，
to be crucified,
又重生的复活，
and then resurrect,
他完成救恩，
he has completed salvation.
所以神的爱就借着耶稣的时候的苦难表明出来。
Therefore, through Jesus, the love of God is revealed.
看以弗所第三章。
It's in Ephesians chapter 3.
十八节。
Verse
18. 以弗所第三章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18.
能以和众信徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。十九节。
19.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。并便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。这里谈到基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
Here it says, the love of God is surpasses everything.
这个何等长就讲它的时间。
It simply tells us a time limit.
圣经说我们是在创世之前万古之先在基督里面被拣选的。
The Bible tells us that before the creation and before time, we are already chosen.
创世之前，万古之先。
Before the creation, before time.
亚当还没有被造。
Before Adam was created.
我们还没有出生。
Before we were born.
神已经在耶稣的前，我们这个人。
And God has already chosen us.
永远过去，神已经爱我们。
From the past, Jesus had loved us.
我们现在信耶稣。
Now that we have believed in Him.
几十年，一辈子继续得神的爱。
For the life spent, for our lifespan, we have been loved by Jesus.
将来到天堂去了。
In the future, when we go to
在那边继续得到神的爱，
we'll continue receiving the love of God.
所以圣经说，神的爱是永远长存的。
And that is why it says the love of God.
永远的过去，他爱我们。
In the past, he loved us.
今天他爱我们。
Today, he loved us.
永远的将来继续爱我们。
In the future, he'll love us.
这个爱是何等长
？And how long is this love?
父母爱儿女才几十年。
The parents love children for only some decades.
父母离世了，你不能够再次得父母爱了。
When the parents passed away, you will no longer have the love of your parents.
但神的爱是何等的长。
But the love of Jesus is long.
没有限度的长。
It has no boundaries.
也就何等的阔。
And how?
这个阔是讲空间。
This tells us space.
神不但爱中国人。
God not only loves Chinese.
他爱世界任何国家的人。
He loves the people of all nations.
神不但爱文明社会的人。
God only loves the civilized man.
爱落后地区的人。
He also loves people from third
countries. 就像非洲、奈及利亚。
For example, in Nigeria.
就像印度。
For India.
都是很落后的地方。
These are all third world countries.
但神的救恩传到那边。
But the gospel of God has reached them.
而且他们都很多的神迹。
And there were many miracles.
有人说,
Some say,
我们教出的好多神迹。
And our church had many miracles.
现在神迹减少了。
At the beginning of our church, there were many miracles. Now
为什么减少?
Why?
大家有没有想过?
Have you ever thought about
that? 神的能力缩小吗?
Has the power of God diminished?
神的能力并没有减少。
The power of God has not diminished.
因为现在好像台湾有什么健保、什么劳保，一大堆保险。
But now it's like there are many insurance benefits or welfare.
有病看医生。
When you are ill, you visit a doctor.
拿那个保健卡去挂号100块台币。
When you take your health card and you give it to the clinic, you can register your name.
这个医生医不好，再找一个医生。
If this doctor is no good,
然后都医,
get another one.
都医住了。
And then your illness is healed.
本来神的行神迹的机会，你都送给医生去了。
The chance for God's miracle, you have given it to the doctor.
神有机会插手吗？
Do you think God has a chance to intervene?
等到医生说这个是绝症，
When the doctors pronounce this as terminal illness,
你才跪下来说，主啊，可怜我没有命了。
Only then you will kneel down and ask God to forgive you.
但患癌症不是每个人都有机会啊， 也是少数人啊。
But not everyone has a chance of getting cancer.
那你平常没有信心？
During your daily life, you have
no faith.
You will use your health card to solve all your illnesses.
信心是长期磨练出来的。
Faith needs a long time.
不可能昨天没有信心，今天突然有信心。
You can't have faith just overnight.
都是长期培养出来的。
You need to have faith for a long time.
你平常没有经过训练。
If you haven't been trained,
一点信念都没有。
You have no faith at all.
因为你没有体验啊。
Because you have no experience.
等到癌症了。
When you are,
才说神啊， 可怜我啊。
You ask God to take pity on you.
一边说神可怜， 一边说能够吗？
You ask God have pity on me, and you ask, is it possible?
你在怀疑神的能力。
You are doubting God.
你在怀疑神的爱。
You are doubting the love of God.
神怎么医治你啊？
How can God
heal? 所以我们不要说神迹太少，我们要说你的要给神行的机会都送给医生就行了。
Therefore, never complain that there is no miracle. Rather, you have given this chance to doctors.
神缺少太多的机会，缺少太多了。
That God doesn't have a chance.
好，我们讲非洲。
Let's talk about Africa.
我去过非洲奈及利亚。
I've been to Nigeria.
我们教会都在乡下。
Our churches are in the countryside.
没有医院。
There is no hospital.
没有药房。
There is no pharmacy.
有病怎么办？
What happens if you're ill?
如果你想看医生，
If you want to go to see a doctor,
你要大计程做去城市。
You have to take a cab to city.
一趟路3个小时。
One trip takes 3 hours.
那个路不是柏油路。
The road is not gravel road.
你坐在汽车上好像大船会震荡。
If you're on a taxi, you'll be like on a ship.
这样晃晃晃，3个钟头到城市去。
You rock for 3 hours and you reach the city.
平常他们一天出2餐。
Usually the people take 2 meals a day.
出那个素薯粉。
They take a tapioca flour.
冲热水，开水。
They mix it with hot water.
放盐巴。
Put some salt.
放加利粉。
Put some curry powder.
搅一搅，用手抓着吃。
Stir and eat from your hand.
没有筷，没有叉，没有盘。
There are no utensils.
就用手抓，吃饱以后不必洗手， 舔一舔就干净了。
They will eat with their hands, and they don't wash their hands after meal.
没有鱼，没有肉，什么都没有， 就是那一个素食而已。
There are no fish, there are no meat.
吃饱饭后一杯水。
And after the meal, they have a glass of water.
水没有煮过的。
The water has not been boiled.
河里拿来的。
Just right from the river.
那个河好多用途。
That river has many uses.
可以洗澡。
You take a bath in it.
可以大小便。
You would use it for a sanitation.
可以洗衣服。
Or you wash your clothes.
可以拿回来吃。
And you would bring home.
有一次他们要去河里拿水，我跟他们去。
Once when they were going to river, I went with them.
看到一个黑人站在河边洗澡。
I saw a black man standing in the middle of water taking a shower.
我想吐出来，因为我在喝这个水。
I wanted to throw up because that's the water I drank.
你说要去城市看医生吗？ 他有钱吗？ 没有钱啦。
Do you think they have the money to see doctor in the city?
穷的一天才出2餐而已， 要吃这么简单。
They're so poor, they only have simple meal twice a day.
晚上睡到不必关门。
And at night they don't need to close the door.
因为小偷进来，摇头又出去了。
Because when the thief come in, there's nothing to steal.
你比我更穷，我偷有什么东西偷啊？
You're poorer than me, what have I to steal?
来一次什么都没有拿到， 第二就不会来了。
When they came once, they will never return again.
这么穷的一个地方怎么去看医生啊？
In such a poor place, how can they afford doctors?
就是祷告啊。
They pray.
神就可怜他。
And God has pity on them.
所以非洲好多神迹。
Therefore you see miracles.
神的能力并没有减少。
The power of God has not diminished.
减少在文明社区。
Rather, it is diminished in the civilized countries because you have given your chances to doctors. Therefore, never say that the power of God has diminished.
是我们的信心退步了。
rather our faith has.
我的意思不是说不可看医生。
I'm not saying that you shouldn't visit a doctor.
我的意思也不是说不要吃药。
I'm not saying that you shouldn't take medicine.
而是说我们要拿多一点机会给神去表现。
I'm only saying that you should give God more chances.
不要多给医生表达他的能力。
Do not give the doctors more chances.
我们就体验更多的神迹。
Then we will experience more miracles.
好，那么这里又说神的爱又高又深。
It says the love of God is deep and high.
就讲爱的长度。
Tells us the length of
因为神的爱这么大。
Because God's love is immense.
基督什么表现出来？
What does it reveal through?
基督耶稣成了人道赎罪。
It is revealed through Lord Jesus.
为我们钉十字架。
He was crucified.
忍受痛苦的极端。
He bore all suffering.
然后来完成救恩。
To complete salvation.
我现在所说的耶稣的人性。
I've told you the human nature.
圣经强调耶稣的人性有四个目的。
There are four reasons why the Bible mentions.
第一个目的。
First.
证明神是信实不改变的神。
To show that God is faithful.
也给我们了解耶稣具有软弱的人性。
To show that Jesus has weaknesses like humans.
也给我们知道耶稣是可能的。
Third, it's possible to imitate Jesus.
同时也把神爱显明出来。
And fourth, he revealed the love of Jesus.
所以圣经才一再强调耶稣具有人性的。
That's why the Bible often emphasizes that Jesus is
God. 我们休息十分钟，我再来讲耶稣也具有神性。
We'll take a 10-minute break and then we'll discuss the divine nature of Jesus. Let's pray in silence.